I spoke a little too soon. The device for recording everything was a little slow, but we're doing okay. We're doing all right. I've gotten into The Walking Dead just a little bit.
Uh-huh. I watched. I gave up after the first four or five episodes. It got kind of repetitive. I mean, how many times can you watch zombies being shot in the head?
Well, see, this is one of the things that I watched the second episode of the opening season, and it's like, okay, the first season was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, dadgum, this is a good twist. I like this.
Uh-huh.
And the second one, exactly, it's like, okay, we got to escape from the zombies, and we shoot them in the head, and we hit them in the shot, and okay. And it's really disgusting.
Have you gotten to the one scene yet where they're trapped in the bus and they're surrounded by zombies and this little kid shows them the escape
route?
That's a pretty intense scene. That's probably in episode 4 or 5.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to keep going with it, but it just brought to mind something that I've often thought.
Yes.
Now, I am not a survivalist. I'm not one of these preppers. I'm not one of these people, but in order to be able to survive a real problem,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of times where you need to think about, all right, what would happen? What would I do if something like this were to happen? Like, if I'm in a sketchy part of town, okay, somewhere traveling, I often think, all right, if something goes bad, what's the best way of getting out of here? What's the, you know, what's my pathway? Where's that kind of stuff? I mean, it happens. All right, so in my imagination, I've always thought, you know, if the world goes belly up, what would be a great place to hole up? What, just, you know, I mean, what would be a perfect place?
Vegas? lots of food and alcohol available.
Okay. I was thinking more of some of these big box stores.
Ah.
Everything you need is there, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of it.
Sure.
So you would be able to hang out for a while. Well, apparently, I'm not the only one that thinks this. There was a kid that apparently ran away from home.
He was living in Walmart or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Corsicana Walmart employees were stunned to find that this kid had been living in the store 24 hours a day without getting noticed. He'd been there about a week and a half, maybe 10 days or so.
Obviously, nobody's watching the security cameras from overnight,
well,
apparently.
Here's the thing. The kid, you got to give this kid an A for ingenuity. He changed clothes often during the day, so nobody would really recognize him. He had, like, an apartment set up behind the walls and in between sections and so forth. He used bedding that he obviously got from the store.
Yeah.
Food that he got from the store.
Yeah.
He was wearing diapers so that he wouldn't have to go to the bathroom all the time and be noticed. This kid lived there he's 14 years old.
You think he would leave the store during the day at least, go somewhere else so he wouldn't be...
Why? Go down to the TV department and play the video games all day.
Well, then you would get noticed. Haven't I seen you here before?
Uh-uh. No.
Like 24 hours a day?
No. He was discovered when the teen made a mad dash for... the wall. Anyway, he created a hole in the back wall, which led to the juice section. So whenever he got thirsty, juice was an arm length away. Customers never even noticed the kid living among the products. When he was discovered, he made a dash for it. Security guards caught up to him. The police were called, and he was released into the custody of relatives he was originally living with. He managed to escape another relative's house, where he was sent for a visit, and this is where he ended up living in the Walmart. Now, here's the bad part. No one reported this kid missing. It's like...
There was a reason why he ran away, probably, huh?
Well, it's like, you know, hey, man, where's Billy? I don't know. You know, who is he living with? You've seen him lately? No. But you got to give this kid some, you know, I mean, an A for ingenuity, don't you?
Sure.
It's a sad situation, but... You know, the kid was pretty doggone smart. I think he's got a great future ahead of him, you know? Child Protective Services are reporting that they usually are called to investigate cases like this, but they were not called this time in the case. It doesn't appear as if this kid will face any charges. The Walmart dweller is at home today, and his cubbyhole accommodations, sadly, have been dismantled. All right, so there it is. If it all goes bad... If you really think that it's going to be a bad situation for humanity, get your AR-15, go hang out in the Walmart.
Get your AR-15 and go hang out in Walmart. Well, that's the advice you're giving.
If the world goes bad, yes, Walmart or Sam's or any of these big box stores, a great place to hold out.
I like my Vegas idea better. I don't know.
You know, I could see some potential in going to Vegas. Okay, let's compromise. A Vegas Walmart.
If you're a teenage runaway looking for lodging with zero-star accommodations, come to Motel Walmart.
Attention Walmart shoppers, the store will be closing in 5 minutes.
We're rolling back our prices on tents, sleeping bags, canteens, hiking boots, and other camping apparel to make your stay here as comfortable as possible. Like, why sit in front of a crummy old tube TV at your parent and or court-appointed legal guardian's dwelling when you can have an entire wall of giant flat-screen TVs for your entertainment pleasure?
Big Brother!
This is awesome!
Yeah, and feel free to walk around and use all the amenities.
Cool. Guns.
Woo, it's a good time. Stay as long as you'd like.
Beats the hell out of the trailer.
Just remember to blend in at opening time. Book your next day at Motel Walmart.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.